expect to run?
Good. Good. We'll just see what the clock says when I cross the finish line.
Where have you been training?
I've been training in Reseda, California, out of 360 Sports. A lot. Actually, he's down in Reseda training as well, getting ready for his upcoming season. And we train, and then we go and we talk about the media stuff, talking with the coaches, the technique on running 40s and the shuttle drills, all that kind of stuff. So it's been good.
The Broncos are kind of thin and safe right now. I mean, did you guys talk about maybe you ended up in Denver, how that would
go? No, because I don't know, but it would be a blessing to share the field with him again.
There's been something like five or six guys come out of Wazoo on the defensive backfield, you know, Bracken, which got drafted last year. Mm-hmm. Garrett Coleman, Jason David, some others. What have you taken, you know, from your experience working with those guys?
To be like them, when I was there, freshman, my redshirt year, Eric Holman and Jason David went, and then after him it was my brother and Carl Pema, and then there was nobody for a year. Then it was Frampton and Tyron, so I just want to be the next in line.
You've also, I mean, in practice you're working against a lot of, I mean, Jason Bill last year, you know, I think Gibson probably next year, some guys are probably going to be, you know, at least top few round caliber receivers. Yeah. Plus the Pac-10 guys, is that helpful?
Yeah, it works our advantage. I mean, when you're going against the best every day, like you said, Jason Hill and Brandon Gibson, and then every Saturday you have all kind of receivers in the Pac-10, it just makes you play your A game every week.
Assess your strengths and weaknesses.
My strengths would be, I'll say, mental toughness. I'm very mentally tough. Playmaker, always around the ball. I'm a solid solid wrap-up tackler, and I just try to go hard, be enthusiastic, help lead the team. I'm different because I'm 3 inches shorter, first off. But other than that, we do a lot of things well. As I said before, I look at him and I just try to do what he does and do it better than him. So when I see him make plays or make certain tackles and things like that, I want to do the same thing, but do it better, do it more times, more often. So I kind of use, he sets the bar and I try to get over top of it. Yeah, I mean, it was a blessing in disguise. He was drafted by Tampa. He learned a lot of things from Tampa, a lot of, like, technique and feet work route-wise. And then they cut him, and it was a humbling experience. And then he was working out for different teams, didn't get signed, went back to Tampa, and then he was fortunate enough to get picked up by Denver, and things worked out. So it's a humbling experience. He says the best thing they've ever done was cut him. So I just realized it as, if it happens to me, maybe it could work out the same way.
Did you see the lick you put on Vince Young?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
He called me that night, and he was really excited about that one. So, it was a nice shot.
Had you seen it before he called you?
Yeah, but Vince Young did recover his own fumble and I think score a touchdown though, so. It's not only my brother. All of us at Washington State, we're, especially in the secondary, we're so close. So if I had a question about something, I could call Eric Coleman, and he'd be willing to help me out, or Frampton or Brackenridge. Everybody's willing to help everybody. So it's not only my brother. All of us just help each other, and they was all sending me text messages and calling me before I left, and we're like, man, go out there, be yourself, have fun, enjoy it, and just take it all in stride.
Seeing all those guys go in and play
take that level? Does that give you confidence that you can make
Yeah, because although we're in Pullman, Washington, which a lot of people don't know where it's at, everybody say, are you from Seattle? But seeing all those guys make it, and we're probably the smallest Pac-10 school, is like, it just gives you confidence, like, well, if they can do it, I can do it as well.
Are you a gold captain?
No, I was, I played on the golf team. Our high school football coach asked me and our quarterback if we wanted to play golf because they was gonna fold the program. So we was like, okay, we'll do it. And I played, I'm not good, but it's a fun sport. I still play now. Terrible.
Did you let her in golf?
Yeah, I think he just gave it to us just because we saved the program from folding. Take everything I can, all the coaches, the criticism. I always try to be my toughest critic, so whatever they tell me I need to work on, I'll try to work on it that day, that night at home watching film. Just always try to fly around, make plays, always show up on film. I'm very goal-oriented, so I set my goals and try to accomplish them. When I'm watching film of myself, I'm overly critical. I watch for the littlest things. Did I break right? Did I waste any steps? Did I shoot the defender at the right time? How did I shed off a block? How quickly did I get off? What is my eyes looking at? Just a lot of little things besides just making plays. Did you make it? It's like a lot of things you have to do in order to make that play. So I'm always looking for little things. Playing in the secondary, you have to have a short memory. If something bad happens, you go to the sideline, you correct it, then you get back out there. Because if you dwell on one thing for the rest of the game, it's not going to be a pretty day. Actually, I have not. As of right now, no. Thank you.